1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today, we call a guy who works at a hotel reservation desk. Mm. His boss set him up and says he's a very good employee.
Oh, that's nice.
One of the nicest guys you'll ever speak with over the phone.
Okay.
But he is new at the job, and he's never had a challenge quite like this one.
Oh, no.
When our own Jose Bolaños needs to make a slight change to his reservation.
Yeah.
And everything goes off the rails from there. Apparently, you can even hear the guy trying not to laugh as he's accommodating Jose's bizarre requests. So you'll hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Thank you for calling Hotel. This is Eric. How can I help you?
I was just calling because I have a reservation tonight. I need to change, please.
Yeah, no problem. Can I get your name, sir?
My name's Jacob.
Jacob, one second, please.
Spelled L-U-A.
All right, so I see I have you down for two people, a king bedroom.
Yeah, I just need to change my reservation from two people to one, please.
Oh, that's easy enough. That's a small change. No worries with that.
Small change for you, big change for me.
Got that taken care of for you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Not really. I don't think there's any more changes other than the fact that I'll be alone because she broke up with me.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
It's okay. It doesn't change my mind. We love coming to your hotel, and I'm not going to cancel. I'm going to enjoy my weekend.
Well, I think you'll have a great time, and I want to thank you again for staying at the hotel.
Yeah, I know myself, and so I was wondering if you could make sure there's only one key card waiting for me, because if I see two key cards when I check in, I'm probably going to lose it.
Of course. I'll have that taken care of for you.
Eric, is that your name? Was that Eric?
Yes, sir. My name is Eric.
Everything reminds me of her. Even being on the phone with you, her uncle's name was Eric, and it's like, you know Eric?
Yeah, that's... I mean, it's a pretty common name. A lot of people have that name.
You're right.
Is there anything else I can do to help you with?
God, you guys are so nice over there. I know this is going to sound kind of silly to you, but we were going to actually spend a lot of time in the room and watch movies together because we love doing that.
That's not silly at all. That's totally normal. A lot of people come and they just relax in the room and enjoy some movies.
Yeah, well, we were going to watch HBO Max. But just saying HBO Max makes me sad because that was our thing.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what I could do about that.
Do you have any other channels? Maybe like a HBO Min, like a minimum, not like the full max. But
no,
like...
I don't even think that exists.
Oh, no. Is this what it's like to be single? All by myself? I guess I just have to get used to living in this HBO Max world. It's an HBO Max world.
Well, we have Netflix. You could just watch Netflix.
She loved Netflix. Why would you bring that up? Next thing you're going to tell me you have Hulu, you jerk.
I'm sorry, sir. I hope you have a great stay when you're here, and we're going to do everything we can on our side to make sure that you have a great stay as well.
Okay, well... Thank you. And Eric?
Yes.
You think when I get there, you and I can meet, maybe?
Unfortunately, I don't have my schedule. And
I even ordered a book online. Maybe I could try out some icebreakers on you for when I'm ready to go dating. You know, I need a friend like you to help me, you know?
Sir, I'm sorry about everything that's going on, but I think I need to go.
I read one that said, if women were boogers, I'd pick you first. I miss her. I would pick her nose right now if she was here.
Sir, I'm sorry. I've got to get back to work.
You got
to
go? What are you breaking up with me? Eric, you can't hang up, Eric.
All right, sir. I'm.
You can't hang up.
Is there anything else I could do to help you out before I let you go?
How are you not laughing, Eric? What's up? This is a prank phone call, man, before you hang up. This is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a phone tap on you.
What? You guys are out of your mind. What the?
Your boss Leonard told us you've been working so hard lately. He wanted to have some fun with you. Bro, he even put a fake name in the system so when I called, you could actually look up my reservation. Like,
I'm sitting there. I'm like half heartbroken, half trying not to laugh, trying to be a professional. What?
You were so nice. I didn't even get to the part where I was going to ask for just one pillow or like a half a pillow.
You were asking for one of everything. I was pretty much just going to write one of everything in the room.
And only half a mint on the pillow, please.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.